Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Wednesday, midweek, Wednesday, September the 21st, 2022, 10 minutes past the hour, 68 degrees and sunny skies. It says sunny skies, but again, I don't know where they get these readings because I was just outside. And it definitely is overcast here this morning in Marion. Now, September 21st, first day of autumn, we're going to get to that in just a second because there's a whole mess involving that here this morning. Lots of interesting things to talk about. But I want to start again because I've done this every day this week. Now, I don't know, as I've said, if you're just tuning in this morning, my time coming on the air in the morning kind of depends on how long the obituary report is, how long the news report is, and how long the weather report is. And every day this week, I have ended up coming on earlier every morning. Usually, you want to come on about a quarter after. If you come on about a quarter after the hour, you talk for 45 minutes, that's a pretty good amount of time. That's an average amount of time. Every day this week, we have come on, well, the theme song has started playing before 10 after the hour. So here we are at 11 after the hour, and we've probably already been on a minute this morning. So I don't know if there's just no news or the obituary reports are very, very minor this week, or the weather report is small. You know what we're going to have to do is we're going to have, if the news reports are so short, we're going to have to get about a minute and a half of just phone numbers to local agencies that people can call, like the Council on Aging and the Health Department and the food pantries and things like that. And we'll just put those phone numbers there, and that way that'll beef up the news report to about 3 minutes. And that way we'll come on at about a quarter after the hour, and everything will be hunky-dory. You know, I've never seen a week with such slow news reports. Now, it could be that the obituary reports are small this week, which I guess that would be a good thing. But hopefully we fix that problem before tomorrow, because this is day three, apparently, of the news strike here at the station. But again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, lots to talk about this morning. It was a very rainy night again last night. Boy, I'll tell you, if we did music on this station, it would be the old Eddie Rabbit song. I love a rainy night. We had a rainy night Sunday into Monday, and last night we had one from Tuesday into Wednesday. Now, I don't know how much rain fell again last night, but there were a lot of puddles this morning when I went out and drove over to McDonald's. A lot of big puddles out there. So does anybody have a rain gauge that can tell us how much rain fell last night? It'd be interesting to know, or how much you think you got in your area. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How much rain did you get in your area last night? When did the rain start? When did the rain stop? See, it happens overnight. When I go to bed, there is no rain, but I certainly hear it in the middle of the night. But it's usually gone by the time I'm up in the morning, so I really don't know how much rain falls overnight. Somebody's going to have to clue me in on that one. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have a report on last night's rainstorm? Now, the main point I was going to make here this morning is about the first day of autumn. Now, As many of you know, we do this, we have this conversation basically four times a year. Because essentially, we have the first day of spring, we have the first day of summer, we have the first day of autumn, and we have the first day of winter every year. Now, it used to be that we would say the first day of spring is March 21st, the first day of summer is June the 21st, the first day of autumn is September the 21st, and the first day of winter is December 21st. Now, essentially all that means is that the first day of summer, you have more daylight hours than any other day. The first day of winter, you have the least amount of daylight hours. And the first day of spring and the first day of autumn, it's 50-50. You know, 12 and 12. Daylight and dark. But ever since news media has gotten technical, they adjust this. Now, if you watch any news reports today, they will tell you that today is not the first day of autumn. Here's what a news report will say. Now, this is from NewJersey.com, NJ.com. Ready to search for the perfect pumpkin and apple cider donut as the September air turns cooler and the leaves turn colorful? The official start of the fall season of 2022 is almost here. This year, autumn begins at 9:04 p.m. on Thursday, September 22nd in the United States and the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. Because that's the date the autumn equinox arrives as our weather transitions from summer to fall. On the southern side of our planet, the seasons are changing from winter to spring. So, apparently, if you're going with all the high-tech tools and the down-to-the-minute preparations, autumn technically will not arrive until 9:04 p.m. tomorrow night, Thursday, September the 22nd. But for all intensive purposes, being a naturalist when it comes to the fall weather, the autumn weather, I'm going to say that today is the first day of fall. Now, it is interesting that the weather is going to take a major change, at least here in Marion, tomorrow. Now, today, we're supposed to have a temperature of 90 degrees. And then look at the change in weather we're supposed to have starting tomorrow. Today, Wednesday, is supposed to be 90 degrees, a high of 90 degrees, a low temperature of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, talk about this high. 63 degrees tomorrow. 63 degrees, and that's the high. Our high tomorrow is only 7 degrees above our low today. And then a low temperature tomorrow of about 41 degrees. So essentially, and by the way, it's not going to get any better. That's just not a one-day thing. Over the next week, we will have one day in the 70s. All the other days will be in the 60s. Sunday will be at 71, just over 70 degrees. Every other day in the next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, are all pretty much in the low 60s, from 63 to 65. So it is not going to be warm weather after today. But think about that. Tonight, we are going to drop off between today's high and tomorrow's high is 27 degrees. We're going to lose 27 degrees from the high temperature today to the high temperature tomorrow. And tomorrow is when they're alleging the first day of autumn is, at 9:04 p.m. tomorrow night. See, I think it's actually happening today. I think they looked at this weather report and they said, well, how can we start autumn on a 90-degree day? We've got to start autumn on a 63-degree day. So I don't know. I'm going to say today's the first day of autumn. If you want to stick tomorrow as the first day of autumn, that's fine. Does anybody have any thoughts on this whole first day of autumn controversy? What a controversy it is here this morning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 19 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything to say in regard to the first day of autumn? Do you like autumn? You know, it does bring a big temperature change. And it also brings a lot of interesting characteristics in people. Characteristic changes. People start wearing jackets. People start wearing coats. People start wearing sweaters. And the food changes. You know, we get into this apple... What is it? Apple spice? Is that what everybody's into now? They go and they get the apple spice coffee, and they go and they get the apple spice donuts, and the apple spice everything. You know, it's just apple spice out your ears. And what I can't figure out is, what does that really have to do with fall? I guess I get that apples... Is it apple spice or pumpkins? But maybe it's pumpkin spice. I guess maybe it's the fall season being the pumpkin season that we all get into the pumpkin spice. But you can definitely tell how much pumpkin spice I'm getting. I thought it was apple spice. But I know they do a lot of apple cider and things like that in the fall as well. But why in the world do we wait until fall or autumn to get involved into the pumpkin stuff? And do people love the pumpkin stuff? Oh, I just got a message that it's pumpkin spice. Yeah, I was apple spicing it up this morning. But what is with the pumpkin spice? What is the love of pumpkin spice? I really don't understand that, to be honest. What is it about the start of fall that brings a love of pumpkin spice? And why are we putting pumpkin spice in so many things? I think it started in coffee. That's where I first remember hearing it. But, and pumpkins don't grow any other time of the year except fall. Well, I don't think pumpkins grow in the fall. I think if they grew in the fall, we wouldn't have them for sale in the fall. So pumpkins must grow in the end of summer, and we have them ready in the fall. Because you can buy a pumpkin right now. So if pumpkins grew in the fall, that really wouldn't make any sense. So I guess I don't get it. But what is it about the pumpkin spice? I remember it starting in the coffees, but then it went into the creamers, and it went into the donuts, and... Now it's in cakes and pies, and there are very few things now that you cannot get pumpkin spice in. What is the appeal of that? Is that a social thing, pumpkin spice, or is it really just that good? And this is really a recent development, probably within the last 5 years. I remember the big thing a few years ago in the fall used to be a pumpkin roll. People love those pumpkin rolls that would come out in the fall. But now it's pumpkin spice everything. I don't know how that all got started. If anybody's got any ideas on that, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is it with pumpkin spice and falls? And also, what is it with people decorating early for... Basically, Halloween is what they're decorating for, because you see the witches and the vampires and the pumpkins and all that sort of thing. You know, people are already decorating up for this. Now, I am of the belief that you should not decorate for the fall season, certainly if it's Halloween, until right before October. Now, I used to say October 1st, but, you know, people work and people are busy. So if you do it the last week of September, I can kind of understand that, because it is a project, big project, putting up all those decorations. But it's much like Christmas decorations. People put them up way too early now. They put them up before Thanksgiving. And I think people are starting to do that with the fall now, because people are much more into fall decorations than they used to be. Now, most of them are Halloween in these orange lights. But why are people doing that? Does anybody have any questions on or answers on that? 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the first day of autumn being today or tomorrow at 9.04 p.m.? When do you think autumn actually starts? And what is the craze behind pumpkin spice? Do you like the pumpkin spice? I got to tell you, somebody who listens to this show, and they'll remain nameless, came up to me the other day in the grocery store, and I think they had pumpkin spice coffee creamer, is I think what they had. But they were letting it go down the conveyor belt, and when I saw the pumpkin, I wasn't even thinking about talking about it on this show, because half the things I talk about on this show, I usually forget by the time the show's over with. But the pumpkin spice coffee creamer was coming down the belt, and I picked it up, and they said, I know you don't like that. Well, it's not necessarily that I don't like the pumpkin spice stuff, because to be honest with you, I don't even know that I've ever had it. I don't know that I've ever had a pumpkin spice coffee, because I'm not really a coffee drinker. And because I'm not a coffee drinker, I don't put cream in anything, so I'm not a pumpkin spice cream person. So I really don't know if the pumpkin spice is any good. Now, I have smelled, obviously, a pumpkin spice candle. They smell okay. But what is it they do to the coffee or the item? I don't know. What does it make it taste like pumpkin? Is that what it is? What's the difference between pumpkin and pumpkin spice? I guess would be my question. Ah, maybe somebody knows here. This will be good. Go ahead, caller.
I was sitting there laughing, listening to you, because I have Bath and Body Works app downloaded on my phone, and they were sending me advertisements for their pumpkin spice products the week after the 4th of July.
Now, see, what is it about pumpkin spice?
People go nuts over it, and I'm guilty. I love pumpkin spice.
Because I've never had a pumpkin spice anything. How does it change the taste?
Oh, come on now.
No, I really haven't.
You've never had a pumpkin spice anything?
No, I've heard of it.
I'm pretty sure you can get pumpkin spice cat food. Like, I mean, there's pumpkin, all things pumpkin spice.
Well, no,
I mean, you've never had a pumpkin spice iced coffee or latte, you've never had it.
No, I'm not a coffee. Like I said, I'm not a coffee person, so I've never had the coffee. And because I've never had the coffee, I've never had the creamer. I don't remember ever having a donut. I've seen those. So what else would be pumpkin spice that I would be able to
partake? Oh, my goodness. I think I even saw somewhere where there was pumpkin spice flavored macaroni and cheese.
I've
seen pumpkin spice cereal. Like, you can literally do anything pumpkin.
Well, I guess that's my question, though. What is, for somebody who's never tasted it, how does it alter the taste of whatever you're doing?
A lot. It has a distinct taste. Pumpkin in and of itself, I don't think, is spicy. It's the spices that you put into, like, your nutmeg, the allspice, the cinnamon, so on and so forth.
But I assume this is like a artificial flavoring. Why is it only in the fall?
Well, for the same reason why you have your Christmas stuff, it's just the season, the seasonal thing.
I don't know. Do you believe today's the first day of autumn, or do we have to wait till 9.04 tomorrow night to get autumn?
No, I believe today's the first day of autumn, but I believe it's not going to feel like the first day of autumn.
No, but have you heard of a temperature drop of 27 degrees in 24 hours?
I know, isn't that nuts?
That may be the first day of autumn, because it's going to get chilly. You know, the air conditioning may go off for the first time this season.
Well, don't count on it in my house. I keep it on full blast, clear until the very first snowflake.
We're up. Now, what do you keep your thermostat set on?
Low.
You're a low one. How are the buses running this morning?
Just right on time. Speaking of which, gotta go, but I'll be tuning in.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our favorite bus driver, Sarah, out there. What I meant was, I don't know if the buses are busy. You know, I assume day to day they're probably busy, depending on what's going on. You know, I see, if I was a bus rider on a rainy day, I don't think I would go out. Does anybody else have any more theories on this pumpkin spice thing? Because I really have not tasted it. Maybe one day I'll be in the studio on Friday. Maybe somebody can bring me something pumpkin spice. Although I would not do a coffee. I'm just not a coffee drinker. I don't dislike coffee, but it's just not something that quenches my thirst. But I would do a donut or like a roll. Oh, back to pumpkin rolls. Pumpkin rolls used to be the big thing. Boy, people love their pumpkin rolls. And they still do, but I don't think they sell as big as they used to because of the pumpkin spice, which has come in. What is in a pumpkin roll? Now, people won't believe this, but I'm not saying I've never had a piece of a pumpkin roll, but if I have, I don't remember it. So what is that cream inside of a pumpkin roll? Is that cream cheese? The cream cheese filling like they put on carrot cake? Somebody fill me in on the pumpkin rolls. I know they're very sweet, and they sell very well in the fall. Now, not as well as they used to because of the whole pumpkin spice craze. But does anybody have any information on pumpkin spice? Or pumpkin rolls, for that matter. Or is it just kind of a vanilla cream that goes in the pumpkin rolls? Does anybody make their own pumpkin rolls? Do they just skip the stores altogether and go right into making their own rolls? I imagine that would be kind of hard to do, to make your own pumpkin roll. The filling would not be hard, but I believe it would be hard to kind of lay out what do you call a roll, I guess? How do you make your own roll for a pumpkin roll? Any culinary experts out there? 740-751-4038. Also, today, the last warm day of the year, and it's going to be 90 degrees, and then we're going to have a 27-degree fall-off tonight. What are people going to do today with the big last warm 90-degree day? Has anybody made any big plans? 740-751-4038. Okay, now I've got to get in, because this is kind of a building thing now. We've talked about it for 2 days. Actually, we've talked about it for more than that, and we're going to talk about it all the way up until Friday. But Friday morning, if you're listening, from noon to 1, it has been confirmed, as of yesterday, that Abby is going to come to the studio. And now, to be honest with you, it has probably been, I think it's been over a year since she's been in the studio. If it hasn't been a year, it's been pretty close to a year. Now, she's going to come in on Friday from noon to 1 with Linda Sims and I and do the Exchange Club program, which we should have a lot of fun with. But now, here is where we are with this, in case you did not hear, because I feel it's turning into like a soap opera that may come to a head on Friday. Essentially, what happened was, we did hear her report from Post Malone yesterday, and I want to tell you something funny about that Post Malone report. She talked about how the night before in, I think, St. Louis or Kansas City or wherever he was performing the night before, apparently there was a hole in the stage because something didn't close properly. Post Malone busted some ribs or bruised some ribs or something like that. Now, last night, I was out and about, and somebody said, well, hey, what was on the show this morning? And I really kind of blanked, because yesterday was kind of just a hodgepodge morning. I think we talked about a little bit of everything. But I did remember having the conversation about Post Malone, and I said, well, we talked this morning about Post Malone. And immediately the person, who was a kid, you know, probably not over, I don't even think the kid was 20 years old. The kid said, I heard he broke his ribs. And I said, well, I don't know if he broke his ribs, but I do know he had he fell down. So because we had that Post Malone update yesterday, I was able to get in big with the kids last night. And we also talked yesterday of Abby's love for horse racing, which I really don't. I don't think we got very far into that. I think it's her Kentucky background is what I learned yesterday. She didn't want to admit to that she loves the Kentuckians. So maybe there's that, for all I know. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott.
Yeah.
Where I live, we had 0.4 inches of rain last night.
Really? So not much rain last night.
No, just a little bit under a 0.5 inch, 0.4.
Now, do you know about what time the rain started coming down?
It was sometime sometime after midnight, Scott.
Now, do you consider today the first day of autumn or 9:04 p.m. tomorrow night?
Well, according to the calendar, it's supposed to be tomorrow, but I guess it doesn't really matter. I consider tomorrow the first day of fall myself, but...
Well, do you have any big plans today on the last really warm day that we're going to have for a while?
No, just a normal day, Scott. We're supposed to, I'm going to the gym to work out here in a little bit, and then me and her are supposed to volunteer at the Marion County Historical Society this afternoon.
You know, I bet that's a lot of fun. Do you see a lot of people up there when you're up there?
Yeah, you always see some people coming in. It just, I don't know if there are that many people coming in today or not, but there's always somebody coming in.
Well, that's what is the most popular thing? What do people like to see up there?
Well, they like to see the Popcorn Museum, and they like to, just wander through it and just look at different things.
Look at it. Now, John, are you and Carolyn involved in this pumpkin spice craze that we all have?
Not that much, Scott. I mean, we like it okay, but we don't get overly involved in it.
You know, does it change the taste of the stuff all that much?
No, I don't think it changes it all that much, Scott. I mean, it's good in coffee now and then, or pumpkin spice rolls or something like that. It's kind of good, but it ain't something that we have to have. It's kind of a nice treat now and then, but...
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. So 0.4 of an inch of rain, so not much rain. Well, hey, John, I appreciate it. You and Carolyn stay well and have fun at the Historical Society.
Okay, yeah, we'll be up there one the day, Scott, between 1 and 4, if anybody wants to come up.
Well, what's the admission to get in, John?
If you're a senior, I think it's $3. And I think if you're not a senior, it's $5. And I think children, I forget the age of them, children under a certain age are free.
And you got the Mary Ellen Withrow Museum, the Harding Collection, the Popcorn Museum.
You got the Mary Ellen Withrow room down there, and you got the Harding room, and you got the horse upstairs that people can see. And
now, do you still get a free bag of popcorn when you come in?
Yep, you still get a free box of popcorn, Scott.
Well, hey, that's worth it right there with the price of popcorn now.
That's right. You get a free box of popcorn, and you can either tour on your own, or someone will go with you and give you a guided tour, either way.
Between 1 and 4 today. Well, thanks, John.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Well, John Heimlich, John and Carolyn Heimlich, two longtime friends of the station, and John was showing me the other day that he got the TuneIn app on his phone. You know, people, I appreciate everybody who's followed us over to digital. I always said it's going to take us about 6 months to get back to full parity after a big change like that, but, you know, a lot of people have followed us over. I get the messages and the phone calls and people coming up to me in the store. So, you know, people are listening, and that's all you really need. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Does anybody have anything to say about the first day of autumn? I say it's today. Some people say it's tomorrow at 9:04 p.m. And pumpkin spice. What is the big thing with pumpkin spice? Anybody else into this pumpkin spice mess? 740-751-4038. All right. Well, hey, the phones are ringing. It's because it's rainy outside. Nobody wants to be outside. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Chip. I was wondering where you were. We haven't heard from you in a while.
It's good.
Now, how do you listen to the show? You got the tune in, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, do you listen on your phone, or do you listen on your, how do you listen?
On TV.
Oh, good. You put it on your smart TV?
Yeah.
All right, Chip. Well, I'll tell you, I definitely wanted to talk to you, because what do you make of all this Kroger strike stuff?
Well, it's never gonna make me upset.
I know. Now, if it should happen, are you going to go out there on the picket line?
No.
Oh, you're not going to do the picket line?
No.
Well, what's the feeling over there at your store?
Well, not good right now.
Are people angry? Are they doing? Still getting things done?
They're mad.
They're mad. I know it's becoming a mess.
Yeah.
Now, Chip, do you do the pumpkin spice stuff?
Yeah.
Now, what do you do, pumpkin? What do you put it in your coffee, or do you get the creamer? What do you do?
In the coffee.
Now, is it good? Because I've never had it.
Yeah, real good, yeah.
Now, where do you get it from? Starbucks?
Yeah, at Kroger, too, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, do you like the pumpkin rolls?
Yes.
Are you ready for fall?
Yes.
You know, we're going to have a big temperature change from today to tomorrow.
Yes.
Now, do you got your jacket out and sweatshirts ready to go for fall?
Yeah.
Good. Now, what hours are you working over at Kroger South now?
Well, 5 to 9.
5 to 9, and how many days a week are you in there?
Tuesday and Thursday.
Oh, you're down to 2 days now?
Yeah.
Kind of in semi-retirement, huh?
Yeah.
So if you want to see the most popular man in Marion, Chip, the number one bagger at Kroger South, you can go in Tuesday night from 5 until 9 p.m., and Chip will personally bag your groceries. Right, Chip?
Yeah.
Well, that's very good. Now, anything else on your mind this morning?
Let me watch it. NWA all the time.
Oh, the NWA. Now, that's the wrestling that's on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you like about that?
What's a good match?
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you found something you enjoy there, Chip.
You watch that sometime on YouTube.
I'll do that. Do I just search NWA wrestling?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do that. Well, hey, Chip, stay out there, and as this strike goes on, call in and let us know what's going on over there at Kroger South.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Chip. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Now, there's a Marion celebrity, I'll tell you that. Chip over at Kroger South, who's there on Tuesday and Thursday from 5 until 9 p.m. Now, he downloaded the TuneIn app on his smart TV. Now, that's a smart thing to do. I have it on my smart TV. See, my two favorite ways, aside from the cell phone, because the cell phone's easy, because you can do a lot with the cell phone. But the smart TV is good, because that's just like having a radio in your house, or the Alexa. If you have an Alexa or a Google Dot, which are not expensive anymore, they're like $40. Not expensive at all. And it wouldn't be just for radio. You can use those for alarms. You can use them for information. But they also play everything just like a... you know, Trish should get a Google Dot. She says she listens on her laptop. I bet she would love a Google Dot. Because that's just like a radio in your bedroom. Matter of fact, it's easier. You don't even have to touch it. You just get up in the morning and you say, "Hey, Google, play 107.1 FM, and bam, there it is. And it also doesn't interfere with your phone. So that's always a nice thing. Or your television. I don't know if Trish has a smart television. or if John and Carolyn have a smart television. Hey, John and Carolyn might want to invest in one of those dots. Those dots are very, very, very nice. And like I say, not nearly as expensive as they once were. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. What was I talking about now? Oh, pumpkin spice and fall. Who believes that autumn comes today? Who believes that autumn comes tomorrow at 9:04 p.m. or whatever it is? And well, what's the big appeal to pumpkin spice? Now, we've heard from Sarah this morning. She loves the pumpkin spice. John and Carol, well, it seemed like John could take it or leave it. And Chip loves it. So there you go. There's the pumpkin spice. And I've never had it. But it's donuts, coffee, creamer, the whole bit. Pumpkin spice galore. 740-751-4038. You know, I tell you what I was thinking about last night. You know who we have not heard from in a long time? And I know that he used to listen on his cell phone was Pastor Craig. Now, I know he doesn't do his show here on this station anymore. But that, you know, I don't really care about that stuff. You know, that's just life. Shows do what they do. But I hope that Pastor Craig is still out there listening. He always had very insightful things to say when he called in. And I still consider him a friend, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him in quite a while. So I hope Pastor Craig is doing well and maybe still listening to this station in the morning. He listened to this station before he had a show on here, so why not listen to it after he had a show on here? You know, I don't have a bad attitude about that sort of thing. You know, shows come and go. That's when you're on, you know, close to 9 years, they just that's the way it goes, I guess. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Okay. Well, I also think I was recapping the Abby saga because apparently that's going to come to a head on Friday. She was telling us about her love of horses. And again, I think it's because of her Kentucky background. You know, she was born in Kentucky in a holler. I think we learned that yesterday. Now Abby was born in a Kentucky in a holler, and this is why we believe she loves horses. So we talked about that, and we got the Post Malone wrap-up. And then, now this is where, this is kind of the point, because we've done Post Malone now, and we've done Why She Loves Horses. And we're going to get a Little Brown Jug update on Friday, I believe. But now here's the real thing, and this makes no sense to me. Honestly, yesterday, God bless her heart, I thank her for calling in because she's a good guest, and we get a lot of comments from people saying they like hearing her. Matter of fact, we had a comment yesterday from somebody who said we were kind of like a bickering old couple. Now, I don't know what that means, a bickering old couple. Now, she's old, but and we're certainly not a couple. You know, here's what would happen. God forbid. If that would ever happen, if we were, and I'm not even sure what a couple means, to be honest with you, but here's what would happen. One of us within 5 minutes would kill the other, and then I would have to go to jail. That's what would happen in a couple situation. But in any event, but that's what somebody said yesterday, a bickering old couple. That's what we sound like, a bickering old couple. Okay, but the point is, here's what it's coming to tomorrow. Our Friday. Oh boy, I got my day. Tomorrow's only Thursday. We're going to get a Little Brown Jug update on Friday, but the competition, which we still really don't have an answer to. Now, this dates back. We got a little more information on the subject yesterday, but essentially what happened was years ago, like 2020, 2019, I beat her at a board game, and she's a sore loser. So she got upset, and she wanted to beat me at something. So what eventually happened was it was decided we were going to go bowling. And then I think the pandemic happened, and it never really happened. Well, last Friday, this came up, and I'm not saying I didn't bring it up. I might have brought it up to Linda on last Friday's show. But I was telling Linda about this story of her being a sore loser years ago and us really never having the competition. And Abby, for some reason, who was listening at that time, said she was athletic and she was strong. As a matter of fact, she said she was really strong. Really strong and really athletic. So I said, well, okay, let's have a competition that bowling really doesn't have to do with athletics or strength, but let's do a competition. You know, I'm all for this. I'm all game. So somehow it got to cornhole, which, you know, is tossing the bean bags into the holes. Now, once again, last night I got comments on this. There really is no strength or athleticism in cornhole. And somebody also pointed out to me, and here's what I believe. I believe that she backpedaled a little bit on this strength thing. She was kind of ambivalent about it. Now, when I first brought it up, she said, well, you know, I was just saying that because you were coming down on me. Well, then it turned into, no, I'm stronger than I look. Which really, I don't know what that means, because as I've said, I've seen her, and again, I'm not making any bad comments. She looks fine. I'm just saying she does not look like a Serena Williams or a bodybuilder, which is what most powerful women look like in some way. So basically, we have not come up with a competition that would test her massive strength. Maybe it comes from all the pumpkin spice. So does anybody have an idea? Because my brain is racked on this one. Of a competition that we could do. I mean, we probably will do the cornhole just to see who's proficient at that. Although I do believe she's practiced at this much more than I have. I imagine she probably has a cornhole set up at her house. But what would be the competition that would involve strength? Now, again, I'm not saying I'm a powerhouse. All I'm saying is that genetically, men just are stronger than women in most cases. Now, again, I would not go and have a power contest with Serena Williams, but this is where we are. So does anybody have any ideas on this? What kind of competition could there be where nobody's going to get hurt, And we can see if she really is strong? Because I'll really be amazed, to be honest with you, if I found out that she's strong. Because I have seen her, and we only base things on looks at this point, because I've never seen her do any feat of strength. What could we do here? Give me an idea. 740-751-4038. She must not be listening at this point, because I know she'd be off the hook at this point, sending me messages. She does that when I go on these little rants. But 68 degrees and sunny skies, humid. We just got a notification that it's humid here in Marion. All right, do we have any ideas out there? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any ideas for the competition with Abby, or any ideas for... because it's coming up Friday. Not that we'll do the competition Friday, but it's she'll be in the studio on Friday. Or pumpkin spice, or when is the first day of autumn, today or tomorrow at 9:04 p.m. Any ideas on any of this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 53 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio. Now, we're still trying to figure out what is going in where Popeyes and White Castle is. Now, the rumor mill is starting on this. I actually heard somebody say yesterday they thought a Chick-fil-A was going in there. I don't believe it's a Chick-fil-A. But does anybody know? They're painting the building. I haven't seen a sign out there yet. But what is going in where White Castle and Popeyes are? And again, I've said this many times. I call this the curse building. Because for many years, we wanted a White Castle, and it came in, and I think it lasted 2 years. And then Popeyes took over the building, and I don't even think that lasted a year. Kind of went by the wayside. Does anybody know what is going in where White Castle and Popeyes was? Now, thanks to one of our listeners, Linda, she let us know that and this was a big help because a lot of people have asked about this, where Ryan's and Ponderosa used to be out here in front of Meyer, the Tri-Rivers has purchased that building, and that's going to be a Tri-Rivers adult education facility. So that's nice to know. So at least we got that information. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz here this morning if you have any information. 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you. I'm going to hold on, because we've only got 5 minutes left this hour. I'm going to hold off on the Kroger strike thing. I don't have any really big new news on that, but there is some interesting stuff going on in the media as far as it goes to that. Well, there's a story in the Marion Star this morning, and again, I don't have a subscription to the Marion Star, so I have not read it. But the big Marion City Schools, God bless their hearts, they're more in the Star now than I think they've ever been before. But the headline this morning is, tensions flare at Marion City Schools board meeting over mental health. Tensions flare. Now, does anybody have this newspaper at home, or has anybody read it to understand what this is about? You know, I don't have the subscription, and I didn't have time to read it this morning online. So does anybody have any idea what this story's about in the Marion Star this morning? Tensions flare at Marion City Schools board meeting over mental health. And the picture I see are the board members looking kind of, I don't even know what you would say. They look kind of worried. And then we see the back. I think she must be a teacher. I really don't know who she is. But then we see the back of somebody standing at a microphone. So has anybody read that story this morning in the Marion Star or understand what it's about? Tensions flare at Marion City Schools board meeting over mental health. To be honest with you, tensions have flared there over a lot of things recently. Apparently, they've flared over the amount of money that's being spent by the school district. They've flared over discipline problems. They have flared over, what else have they flared over recently? There's always something going on with that board now. The Marion Star must send a reporter there every week now. And just hope for a story. And apparently they got one this week because tensions flared over mental health in the district. Has anybody gotten the newspaper or know what this story is about? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tensions flare at Marion City Schools board meeting over mental health. And again, I wonder if it is in today's paper because It was put online this morning at 5:31 a.m. But, you know, the way it works online, sometimes the online article does not make the newspaper until the following day. So I don't know if this is actually in today's paper or if it'll be in tomorrow's paper or how that'll all work out. But does anybody have any idea what this is all about or does have any thoughts on the Marion City Schools overall? Because at this point, it's just very confusing what's going on there and why they're constantly getting this attention. Has anybody heard anything about Pleasant or River Valley or Ridgedale or Elgin? I mean, are problems not going on in those districts? I don't know. It just seems like Marion City is dominating the news cycle for whatever reason. But apparently, tensions have flared over mental health at the Marion City board meeting, school board meeting. Did anybody happen to attend that school board meeting to understand that what that was all about? I don't even know how something like that could happen at a board meeting. Is it the board's job to deal with mental health? And is it the mental health of the teachers? Is it the mental health of the students? Is it, I don't think we even really know. Hopefully somebody read that article and can fill us in on what's going on there. 740-751-4038. Also, do you believe the first day of autumn is today or tomorrow? do you have any ideas for the competition for Abby and I coming up on Friday? What's the big pumpkin spice craze that we all go to every fall in this country? Pumpkin spice galore, coffee, creamer, cake, donuts, the whole bit. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. We're going to break here in 10 seconds. Go get yourself a pumpkin spice coffee or a donut. Hey, we're only one day away from autumn, and we'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't change the dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange